Waqf in the history of Islam is an endowment that usually consists of donating a building or a plot of land for charitable purposes. I'm Ali Farnoodi, and in this episode of Iran Today, we're going to find out about different kinds of endowment and visit some of the places in Iran where this charitable tradition is being carried out. Stay with us. Allocating money, goods, or time to the less fortunate, whether directly or by means of charitable trusts or other worthy causes, is a tradition deeply rooted in the history of all religions and cultures. The impoverished, particularly those widowed or orphaned, and the ailing or injured, are generally regarded as the proper recipients of charity. Different acts of charity towards people who cannot support themselves and lack external means of support are one way of directing revenues from the wealthy to the lower classes of a society. We asked Mr. Beghi, who is a scholar as well as an MP, to further explain the benefits of endowment for the society.
Waqf or endowment is not limited to a specific religion or person. It is a common tradition among all famous religions across the world. It also used to exist among primitive religions and tribes. Throughout history, the world has always benefited from this great tradition.
Waqf in the Arabic language means to stop, contain, or preserve. In Islamic terms, it refers to a religious endowment, a voluntary and irrevocable dedication of wealth or a portion of it, and its disbursement to be reverted to or applied for the benefit of mankind.
The charitable tradition of Waqf is a very beautiful and important gesture in Islam, as it is in all religions. Waqf can take many forms, from dedicating or allocating farms, buildings or companies, to mosques, religious schools or social institutions like hospitals.
The Prophet of Islam and his infallible household were the first people in the world of Islam who approved of endowment by their actions and try to spread it throughout the Muslim community. Now endowment is used for different social, medical, educational purposes.
A very central element to an endowment is its permanence. Once an endowment is established, there are no possibilities for alternations in the contract. The only exception to this occurs when the people involved violate the contract.
We also had an interview with the Deputy of Cultural and Social Affairs of the Organization of Endowment and Charity, Mr. Ahmad Sharafkhani. He explained about the durability of this honorable tradition.
In our country, there are some letters of endowment dating back to over 1,000 years ago, and people still enjoy these ancient endowments. The fact is that endowers never die, because what they endow is to be perpetual. Therefore, their memories will live on forever. There are some interesting endowments for those who cannot afford to go on pilgrimage to holy places. Such endowers are alive because they still can help other people even though they are no longer among us.
Waqf is a pious and perpetual endowment that is free from tax. In Iran, the Waqf's assets are under the direct supervision of the Organization for Endowment and Charity, which is in charge of securing them and making sure that their maintenance and profits are well taken care of.
The Endowment and Charity Organization of Iran has three important duties. One of the main is to manage endowments in the country. The organization is supposed to maintain, revive, and take a full advantage of all endowments. As you know, there are different kinds of endowments. It may have to do with agriculture, business, housing, education, or research. We must manage all these endowments so as to get the best financial results from them. The endowments must generate money so as to meet the endowers' real expectations.
The head of the Southern Khorasan Province branch of the Organization for Endowment and Charity says that since the beginning of the current year, they have registered 268 endowed leases. The province has a total of 5,000 registered endowments. There are 9,100 endowments in Tehran alone, and according to the latest figures, there's been a 73% increase in the number of endowments in Tehran during the past year. There are currently 40 endowed universities, 1,400 endowed schools, and somewhere between 400 and 500 endowed medical facilities in Iran. The oldest deed recovered to endowed assets goes back to nearly 1,000 years ago, located near the province of Qazvin. Endowment and charity are different in some ways. Endowment is a permanent donation. Once an endowment is created, it can never be donated as a gift, inherited, or sold. Disbursement of its returns is done in accordance with the endower's wishes. Charity, on the other hand, is a broader concept. It encompasses alms, grant, inheritance, and loan.
There is no limit as for what the endowment must be or must not be. What matters is the good deed of endowment. By the same token, endowment must be done voluntarily. The endower must also be of sound mind when they want to endow something.
Endowment plays a paramount role in general, and in needy societies or in unforeseen circumstances in particular. It aids in the development process by helping the needy, establishing mosques and social welfare institutions such as schools, healthcare centers, and centers for people with special needs.
There are some endowments for the old and the poor and those who need financial help. These endowments are to provide these people with social service so as to bridge the gap between them and other people with better financial conditions. There are some kinds of endowments that are related to medical issues, medicines, hospitals, and something like that. There are around 500 hospitals and medical centers in Iran that have been built with the help of endowments. There's another type of endowment related to science and education. This type of endowment is very common in our country, and people always pay attention to it.
There are many kinds of endowment. Modern legislation in Iran divides the endowment into charitable causes, in which the beneficiaries are the public or the poor, and family endowment, in which the founder makes his or her relatives the beneficiaries. There can also be multiple beneficiaries. For example, the founder may stipulate that half the proceeds go to his or her family, while the other half go to the needy. Throughout history, it is usually the wealthy that can afford to endow their assets. But what if people want to be a part of an endowment? Endowment papers are available for purchase in banks and on the internet. People that don't have any properties to endow can purchase endowment papers for different causes. Up until now, several endowed hospitals have been expanded and are being restored with the help of revenues gained through this new method.
با مجلس شورای اسلامی یک مصوبه ای رو گرفتیم و شورای نگهبان هم تایید کرد و الان هم شروع کردیم کار اجرایی شده.
Iran's parliament enacted a bill according to which we can issue endowment papers. Anyone interested in endowment can buy these papers, each of which is worth $40. In Tehran, we have started a project of building a well-equipped hospital for cancer treatment. Generally speaking, it's almost impossible for a person or a small group of people to build such a big hospital. That's why having such a hospital for cancer treatment is a dire need for our society. So we have decided to sell endowment papers for this hospital, and now many ordinary people are taking part in it. It's some sort of collective endowment, if you like. We have started selling endowment papers in other provinces as well. We hope that the tradition of endowment will take root in our society more than before. We must teach our children the culture of endowment by telling them, for example, to give their books to the school library. The organization has a plan to let people from all walks of life participate in endowment. هر توان مالی جزئی هم داشته باشن میتونن در عرصه وقف حضور پیدا کنن و واقف بشن. این کار در مجموعه سازمان طراحی شده.
An endowment must be granted with full determination and as a final decision. Promissory and conditional endowments are not accepted. Furthermore, most scholars agree that endowment cannot be valid for a limited period of time. It must be irrevocable and for an unlimited time.